Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
These things are taking place, but God is going to move in the midst of all this, and we're looking at a major move. As a matter of fact, here is Jim Baker talking about how God showed him he's going to begin to move even in a powerful way. Listen up.
Great church leaders will emerge from minorities. Great church leaders will emerge from minorities, not religion. Some of these people that are going to be emerging are not going to be very religious. They're going to have a lot of zeal and a lot of anointing. And they're liable to offend some people because God's going to raise them up like Peters and fishermen and people that maybe aren't all polished. And you know, I've already seen this being fulfilled. The young man who's working with our ministry, who we met in Los Angeles, is a prophetic word here tonight. Armando, would you stand up? Just let him see you. Don't be embarrassed. This is Armando. Come up and stand with me just a minute. Come here. Armando is from Los Angeles, California, part of the gang world. He's still a member of the gang world because they won't let him out. They'll kill him out, but he can't get out. His gang killed 20 people. But Jesus Christ has come into his heart. And he loves Jesus. And he's on fire for God. And he just got back from Denmark. I don't know if I told you this story here, but he's been to Denmark twice now, hasn't he? The first time you went to Denmark, he went into the inner city looking like this. He's got some tattoos. And the gang leader came up to him, and what did he say to you?
He started making fun of Jesus. And I was doing an interview, a live interview with the radio station and with the television network, 6 in the morning. And he challenged me to a fight. And where I come from, we don't back down for anything. And even though I knew Jesus, I was still not going to let nobody hit me. But the interesting thing was that
well, to turn the other cheek. We haven't got to that lesson yet. We'll get there.
Interesting thing was that the cameras and the radio station, I told them, you guys better leave because it's going to get ugly here. And I was by myself, and somehow I always end up by myself. But they told me, we want to see what would Jesus do. I said, oh my God, I'm embarrassed, Jesus. But in the middle of that, the guy started making fun of Jesus. All of a sudden, I just got tired and I said, look, man, just shut up. I said, you don't even know Jesus. I'm not making fun of your Allah. I'm not making fun of the Muslims. I'm not making fun of nobody. I want the same respect I'm giving you. I want the same respect back. But if you want to fight me, I'll fight you. I took off my shirt and the media was there and I was ready to fight. It didn't matter to me. All of a sudden, this guy didn't want to fight me no more. I told him, give me the best guy you have. And if he beats me, I'll leave to America and will never come back to Denmark again. I promise you. I give you my gangster word. I'll stand on it. I said, but if I beat the best guy you have, I said, you got to give me a chance to preach Jesus. They didn't want to fight me. Thank God. It's not because I was scared, but I just didn't want to fight no more. All of a sudden, he started making fun of Jesus, Jim. And I stopped. I said, look, man, I'm not going to have this no more. You talking too much. And where I come from, you don't talk at all. You show your action. I said, have you ever felt God? He says, what are you talking about, man? I said, yeah, you're making fun of Jesus. Have you ever felt God? He says, no, man, I never felt God. I said, you want to feel God? All of a sudden, he got put in the spot, and he says, well, yeah, I want to see what he got. Less than 5 minutes, I think it was 1 minute. It felt for a long time, but I think it was less than 1 minute. I didn't even touch him. I was standing back away from him this way. And I said, look, man, just relax. Don't be nervous. If you get nervous, I'll get nervous. But I just said a simple prayer. I said, look, I said, Jesus, just touch him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. And when I said that, the guy just collapsed in the middle of everywhere. The thing about it was, I stepped away. And all of these guys came forward and says, man, you killed my friend. And at that time, I was mad because of the guys were making fun of Jesus. But I says, I didn't kill nobody, man. Just pick your homeboy up and tell him what's up, man. Ask him. All of a sudden, he got up and you know how the falling of the spirit is. And I asked him, man, what did you feel? He says, man, I felt like a lightning coming through my head, running up and down like fire. I says, well, does that give me the green light to preach Jesus? He says, man, you can pray for all these guys, and I want to take you to the clubhouse with the rest of the guys meet. And believe me, when I went in there, Jim, I'm talking about the only one that gets to seat in the best chair is the teacher of their Muslim belief. And they says, man, we want you to sit here. And we want you to teach us about Jesus. For 2 hours straight, I teached about Jesus. And it was awesome.
Stay there, man. I want to show you what a ghetto boy, what Denmark is happening. You help me hold it. I know you want to hold it. Just hold that up for me. Look at here. This is the front page. Look at these paper clipping. This is Denmark, one of the wickedest places, supposedly, in the world. Look at these pictures. Look at these papers. Paper. The press wouldn't leave them alone. What'd they call you, a gangster from America?
A gangster that loves God.
He's winning him to Christ. The prophetic word is God is raising up from minorities, from the ghettos, from places, from Indians, from Hispanics, from black, from the people who have been oppressed. He's going to take and confound the wise. I believe a visual is worth words. Great church leaders will emerge from minorities. God spoke to me in the middle of the night.
This is so awesome. And this is what the Lord's been laying on our heart.
Yeah.
And this is what we're seeing. We're just seeing everybody who walks with Jesus, these signs follow them that believe. No more big shots, no more kingdom building of men.
That's right.
But it's just a kingdom advancing and expanding of God. And I just love that. That rawness is just
awesome.
Beautiful. It's like, oh, we haven't taught him yet about turn the other cheek.
He's bringing it real.
Yeah,
man.
He's bringing it real. Right. And he got a chance to sit down at with a group of Muslims where they get taught Islam, and he taught them Christianity.
That's right. Mm.
Is that beautiful?
Yeah.
Powerful.
No, I'd love to heard the message since you hadn't got turned the other cheek yet.
Yeah, right.
Yo, homies, this is what's happening.
Wrong,
probably
man.
They got it, too.
Yeah,
they probably got
I'm
it exactly.
Sure. Spoke their language.
Yeah, and so I'm telling you right now, this is what we're sensing. So, yeah, this is going to be the best of times and the worst of times, but realize if you're with God, you're on the winning side. Imagine you have this dry ground. It's dry and it's nothing there. It's hard and everything like this. And then as they're preaching, you're watching visually what's happening to this ground. And somebody says, the Lord God's breaking up the hard soil. And then all of a sudden you see this visual of this pickaxe going into that hard soil. And so many people give up at that point and say, there'll never be a harvest here. But the first word always begins on a hard heart, on hard ground. And so as the sowing, and that's why we have VFN Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's why we're on Christian television, because we want to soften up your hearts. And then he said, then you just imagine, goes again, he goes, and he's tilling the soil and breaking it up. And then you see this tiller coming, and it's just tossing up the ground and breaking it up, and the weeds are going under. And it's like, how could this be productive? What's going to come out of this? And this is what's happening. The whole earth is being tilled. Everything's being broken up. The hard soil's being broken. And understand this. All of a sudden, the seed of God's word is going to be planted in your heart when he begins to preach the truth of the God. And like we're talking to you now. And that seed lands on the soil of your heart. And you'll think, well, what is it now? Understand, water that word, protect that word, abide with God and watch over and hold on. Understand, these are the processes. We're seeing the hard soil of humanity's heart being broken up with all this tragedy taking place and going to take place. But understand, a harvest is coming, a harvest of soul, and suddenly a blade is going to break forth from the ground. And there's going to be a harvest that the church has never seen, the world has never seen before, of the body of Christ exploding in growth and power across the face of the earth. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more in viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.